Have your Bible tonight. Turn to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. We'll begin tonight reading at verse 24, if God will be our help. The Bible says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. And he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and he enter in and dwell there, and the life state of that man is worse than the first. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and we'll try to not be too long, or windy, or long-winded, or whatever you want to call it. But I want to preach on this thought for just a minute, a house with no room. A house with no room. As we see this, the Bible's teaching us here about the unclean spirit. And he says that unclean spirit is gone out of a man. You know what to get rid of an unclean spirit in a man? The Holy Spirit of God. It'll take that evil spirit, that unclean spirit out. It'll clean up that inward spirit me and you have and make us fit for the habitation of God. And a place where God Almighty can dwell in us. Amen. That's what's happening. But I think what's happening in the world around us today, there's so much wickedness, there's so much stuff that we're seeing around us that we just don't have that filling up of the Holy Ghost of God like we need to have in the day and hour we live. We don't have the Spirit of God guiding us and leading us and showing us a path, the path of righteousness for His name's sake that we can walk in, that we can trot upon, amen, that would bring God honor and glory in these last days. I don't know about you. I want to bring praise and honor and glory to my Savior. I want to lift up His name for all things He's already done for me. Not to even think about what He's got to do for me in the future. Hey, He's doing wonderful, marvelous things, and I thank Him tonight for that. But the Bible's showing us here some things about this unclean spirit. He said, when an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and finding none. The unclean spirit will not rest until he finds a place of abode, a place where he can take up, a place where he can take up residence, a place where he can move in, and a place where he can have his way. When an unclean spirit moves in to some person, he wants to have his right of way in it, don't he? He don't want you to do what you want to do. He wants to do what he would have you to do. That's what an unclean spirit does. I believe that's why so many people messed up today. We're talking about this one and that one. I'm talking about how they got this mental illness and this sickness. And I know there's some of that in this world today. But I believe a whole lot of what we're seeing today is just an unclean spirit, a wicked spirit living inside them. And all they need to do is be cleaned up by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll make them holy, praise God. It'll clean out that ungodliness in them. It'll take that unclean spirit and it'll send it down the road. Praise God, if you send it down the road, praise the Lord, get it out of there, get rid of it, get shed of it, praise God once and for all. Let it know that it's not welcome there no more. Praise God, it's not going to have a home living in you. He's going to have to abide somewhere else. Praise God, send him down like they said, send him down to the hog pen. Praise God, he can live in the swine. I want to say even the swine didn't want an unclean spirit living in them. They run headlong into the Sea of Galilee, to Nazareth, and committed suicide. Amen. It's pretty sad when an old hog got more sense than most human beings. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll invite the old unclean spirits into ourselves. You say, how do you do that? We invite it in through television and songs and singing. It's a worldly junk, praise God, that we listen to today. It's destroying our minds. It's planting seeds of discord in our hearts. It's giving the devil ammunition that he'll use against us whenever, praise God, he wants to. He can bring it up and deceive your heart, deceive your mind, and take us in ways that we never thought we'd want to go. Amen? He plants that discord in our hearts, and he does it, praise God, because he's just that unclean spirit. That's what it means. It's unclean. It's filthy. It's defiled. Amen? Praise God. And what we need today is we need the touch of God. Amen? He said he'll return unto my... He said, I'll return unto my house whence I came out. I won't say that unclean spirit, it takes up a claim. Amen. It sets up a perimeter. It sets up a boundary. It takes up a habitation in the heart and the mind that's willing to let Him in. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we got to be strong as a saw log, praise God, not willing to bend or budge and just keep the old evil spirits, unclean spirits, the things of this world, praise God. We got to keep them at bay, and the only way we can do that, praise God, is to stay with the book. Stay in this precious old King James Bible. It'll make a difference in your heart. It'll make a difference in my heart. It'll run the devil off, and it'll keep him away. Amen. Glory be to God. He don't want a habitation around anybody that's clean. And Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. And praise God, when we get clean through Jesus Christ, our Savior, He said, we're clean indeed. Amen. Amen. We've been made clean and pure in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. But He said, no unclean spirit. He said, I'll return to my house from which I came. He'll go back to where He came out. And that's what He does so many times. I say sometimes we come and we make a profession. We try to clean up. But I think a lot of times we just, we're like the Pharisees. He said they wasn't nothing but a bunch of whited sepulchers. He said, praise God, the outside was cleaned up. The outside was polished. The outside was made white. But the inside was full of dead man's bones. I believe what's happening today in the world that we're living in, we're just full of dead man's bones. The outside's cleaned up, but the inside's still tarnished. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got all that. I put all that behind me. I've cleaned all that up. He said, that's what they did. He said, they found this. He said, they found it swept and garnished. Amen. But if you go over and look at Matthew 12 and 44, Matthew said that it was empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. I want to say tonight, praise God, unclean spirits that's in this world, praise God, they'll come in and retake their abode inside of you and inside of me, inside of our loved ones, praise God, if we don't fill up that space with something. Amen. Praise God, when they come back in, when they try to come back into their lives, they need to be a sign on the door, praise God, that says no room in the house. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By filling up with the sweet Spirit of God to overflowing. Amen. At God Almighty, we have precedence in our life, have charge of our life, be the leading force in our life, give us the guidance and the care that we need, praise God, to be what He'd have us to be for His glory. Amen. It's all about Him. It's all about what God's got for you and I. Amen. All about magnifying, to giving God the glory for it all. When it's all said and done, praise God, it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. All about that touch that He's had in our lives. And now when we can get that, we get this thing swept and garnished. Matthew said, get it empty, swept, and garnished. Amen. If we ain't careful, that's what we got, a bunch of emptiness. We'll have a self-reformation. We get self working in this thing, and we do the best we can to clean us up, don't we? Amen. We'll make a resolution like we do on New Year's. And you know, we're about 40 pounds overweight, and we'll say, Lord, you know, this year I'm going to make a resolution on this New Year's Eve. I'm going to lose 40 pounds. How's that working for you? But I think we do the same thing with God if we ain't careful. We'll make a resolution. Lord, I'm going to do this. Because I want to say tonight, youngest, we don't have the power. We don't have the strength within us to do that. We're going to keep that promise just like we do that New Year's resolution. Without God Almighty on our side, amen, we're going to leave that house empty. We're going to leave it void, cleaned up and polished, praise God, on the outside, but empty on the inside. Amen. And that old evil one, that old unclean spirit, he's going to come in, he's going to have a heyday. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a self-reformation. I'm talking about a self-righteousness, if you will. Righteous within ourselves. Praise God, I don't want to be righteous within myself, praise God. I want to be righteous in the Lord. Amen. I want to be what's right. I want to be what He thinks is right. Amen. If it hair lifts the devil and everybody around us, that's all right, praise God. I want to be that God would have me to be in this last day that we live. I don't want to be nothing else, praise God. I want to be found pleasing unto my Lord. Amen. The only way I can be pleased to Him, praise God, is to be filled with the things of God. Because if not, He said, we'll be re-infiltrated. Amen. A reformation won't help you. A self-righteousness won't help us. But a holiness of God in of His presence in our life would make us pure and clean and holy. And He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." It's not a suggestion. Amen. It's a commandment to be holy. Amen. That means we got to work on it. It means we got to stand up and we got to take a stand. And I was thinking about that this morning as we are looking at, as we are thinking about some of the things that we have to deal with so that we can be filled with that Spirit of God so we won't be found wanting. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, the Bible says this: "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen to what He's saying. He said, "Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Now He's talking about wise concerning our ways. He said we need to have wise ways. Amen. Following the path of righteousness for God's name's sake. Amen. Trying to do what's right according to what God says. That's still the right way, by the way. Amen. Amen. Say amen, Pastor. That's right. It's the Word of God. It's real. It's live. It's truth. Praise God. It sets you free. Makes you free. Amen. Praise God. The wise concerning the ways. And He said redeeming the time because the days are evil. So not only is it wise concerning our ways, but it's wise concerning our days. Amen. The wisdom of days, praise God, that God gives us. So that that unclean spirit doesn't have the advantage on us no more. He said, "Well, preacher, I'm a Christian. I've been saved." Yeah, yes, we have. And that means the old unclean spirit would like no more. Would be more apt to want to attack you, praise God, than he would a lost person. He's already got them. But he wants to attack you and me. He wants to take us out. He wants to make our witness null and void. Amen. Do you understand that tonight? The devil wants to make your witness void. He wants you to do things in your life, praise God, that bring a reproach upon the name of God. So when people see your life, see my life, they'll look at you and say, "Well, if they're a Christian, I don't want to be one." Help us, Lord. Amen. So He said concerning our ways and concerning our days, praise God, we need to redeem the time. In other words, He said we need to buy it up. We need to take possession of the time that God gives us. Amen. Right now, hey, listen, folks. Right now is all we have. I can't reiterate that enough. Right now is all you have. It's all that I have. And what we're going to do, we need to do now. Amen. We need to do now. We wait till tomorrow, we may not have tomorrow. You and I may not be here tomorrow. So we need to do what we're going to do right away. Amen. Praise the Lord, right now. He said, not only redeeming time because days are evil. He said, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So He said, wise concerning the ways, wise concerning the days, and wise concerning the truth of God. The truth that God's given us, praise God. He's laying out before us, praise God. It's like a book. It's unfolded. It is a book. It's unfolded. It's the Word of God showing us every aspect of our life, showing us what we do, where we're at, where we need to be, praise God, and showing us how to get there. Amen. We are a blessed people. We serve a living God that breathes life, breathes His Word into us. He gives us His Word, praise God. And because of that, we have an opportunity to seize the moment that we have to take the Word of God unto ourselves, praise God, as truth. So He says, wise concerning the ways, wise concerning days, wise concerning the truth that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And He says it makes a difference in us. Praise the Lord. Wise understanding the will of what the will of the Lord is. And then in verse 18, very familiar passage, we quote it all the time. And He says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Now let me just explain that. I was sitting in the study the other day and I thought, Lord, I need to understand that. So I got to doing research on wine. And of course, a wine is a type of joy in the Bible. Amen. Not because you get drunk, praise God, because God uses wine as a purifier. Hello? Amen. God don't tell you to drink wine because it's a... He told Tim to drink a little wine for his stomach's sake. He said use it as a medicine. Amen. Praise God. If you study wine in the Middle East, praise God, it's because there's a lot of places over there that their water is not much good. It's what they would do is they would take a little bit of wine and they would add it to their water. Amen. Very diluted. It was 2%, usually 2% or less. Amen. The wine was 2% or less. Amen. The rest of it was water. Praise God. So he said, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. He said, don't be adding more than you need to. Praise God, just to flavor your water, just to take the poison out of the water. Praise the Lord. He said, just add enough, praise God, to get rid of the poison, to get rid of that old bad influence, praise God, and it might have to your body. Amen. But he said, don't be drunk with wine, where's the excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, praise God, ain't there something that's a whole lot better than wine? Ain't something that's a whole lot better for your hope, for your help, for your encouragement, praise God, and it's to be filled with the Spirit of God. It's that loving feeling down in your soul, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God overshadows you, overfills you, overflows you, praise God, and runs out all over the place. Amen. Well, you get so excited, you kids can't help it. Amen. Glory to God. It gets surreal. He said, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, Paul is saying here, he said, be being filled. Now, it's not a suggestion. What it is, it's a deliberate action. Amen? To be being filled with the Spirit of God. Are you hearing me? It's a deliberate action. Amen. Amen. It's not like the indwelling Spirit. It's not like the baptism Spirit. It's not like the sealing Spirit. It's not like the earnest Spirit. These things that we talked about last Wednesday night are the gift of the Spirit. Those things are a given, praise God. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, those things come to you automatically. Those are part of the package. Amen. It's that earnest of spirit. It's that that title deed, praise God, unto the day of when he redeems that prize home. Amen. But he said to be filled with the Spirit, praise God, it's conditional. Amen. Because it's about a choice we make. It's about cooperation with the Spirit, with the indwelling Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Question is tonight, how are you cooperating with that inward Spirit in you? How many people here tonight, how many people saved? Amen. How many people not have the Holy Spirit of God living in you? How many people's not sure? Amen. Well, then if you know that you're saved, you know that the Holy Spirit of God's in you, then what they're telling us we got to do is we got to cooperate. Amen. We got to make a choice to cooperate with the Holy Spirit of God and let it lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for God's name's sake. So what is that path of righteousness? It's the path according to truth and what God's given. So Paul's telling us here, that we have to be filled with this Spirit, praise God, so that we won't be filled with something else. Amen. We'll either be filled with the Spirit or we'll be filled with self-righteousness, with self-reformation. And you can try that. You can do it till you're blue in the face and the cows come home and you'll still have the same battle that we're having in this world. But praise God, when we put that aside and we realize that there's a God of heaven and He's given us of the Spirit of God. Amen. Me and Luke was talking about this morning. Great big Spirit of God. This has come up all week. I was talking to a lady this week and she said, it just don't seem like I've got any help. I said, are you saved? She said, yes, sir, I'm saved. I said, are you sure? I mean, if you came to a call lecture, you know when the Holy Ghost dealt with your heart. You know when you realized you was an old sinner. Do you realize when you said, Lord, forgive me that sinner and save me by your marvelous grace? She said, yes, sir, I remember that. I said, well, if you remember that, if it's assured in your heart, praise God, you've got the Holy Ghost living in you, praise God. It's just time you stood up and recognized that you've got an ever-present help in your life. Amen. Promise to always be there. No matter what happens, no matter the situation, no matter if you're all alone all by yourself. Amen. Praise God. You're never empty. You've always got the sweet Spirit of the Lord. I told her, I said, I don't understand that. I told Luke this morning, me and him talking about it. I said, Luke, I don't understand the Spirit of God. I said, the very Spirit of God, amen, lives in my heart. He indwells me. I said, I don't understand that. It's bigger than I am. How the Spirit of my God, that's big enough to hold the whole universe in the span of His hand, is can make Him not Himself small enough to live in my heart. You know how He does it? By making Himself large enough to be, praise God, to be all over me, all over, all the time. Amen. He's big. God's a whole lot bigger than I am. We start realizing how big He is and how little we are. Boy, the sweet Spirit of God will turn in our hearts, praise God, and we'll begin to speak with like Paul does to Ephesians, and she prayed God, he said, be filled with the Spirit of God, amen. Be filled to rolling, to running over with the precious presence of the Lord, amen. Praise God. So what happens? He said to be being filled, it means to, he said, mean to mean, literally means to be going from a carnal somebody to a spiritual somebody. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. How many of you sometimes get carnal? All the time. I got an all the time. Part of the time. Some of the time. I mean, we ain't careful. His flesh is carnal. Amen. It'll do all kind. It's apt to do all kind of carnal things. How do we keep from doing carnal things? You be filled full of Spirit. We put the word. We plant the Word of God in our heart, that we might not sin against God. You know, when God put that in the Bible, He had a plan. Amen. Brother Jeff, He said, you know what? If you'll plant my word, if you'll put my word in your heart, then you'll not sin against me. Amen. It'll be there. It'll be a guidepost. It'll be a roadmap. Praise God. It'll be basic instruction before leaving earth. Praise God. Sounds like it's got all that it needs. Amen. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, praise God. It's the book for me. It gives me direction, praise God. It gives me the help and the focus that I need. And it changes me from my carnal person to a spiritual person. You say, preacher, are you perfect yet? By no means. Amen. I still live in this flesh just like you do. But praise God, I'm serving a perfect God and the Spirit of God. I'm going to give Him right away. I want Him to have preeminence in my life, every day of my life. Praise God. If anybody ever tries to lay me down, praise God, in the sod and say he didn't try to live a Christian life, just tell him, they say, you're a liar. He done his best, praise God, because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe on Him with all my heart. I'm trusting in Him, praise God, to make me what I need to be. One day He can present me to Himself. But He said not to be drunk with wine, where's the next says, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And He said, when your spirit, He didn't stop there. A lot of times we stop right there. But that sentence actually goes on for several more verses. And He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. To who? To the Lord. Amen. He said, you get so full, praise God, you begin to praise the Lord, and you begin to sing, you begin to praise, you give God glory for all that He's doing in your life. Amen. You begin to sing. Have a song, praise God. I like it when people's got a song. I like it when somebody, you say, somebody got a song, praise God, and somebody jumps up and says, I do. Amen, praise God. That blesses my heart. But He said we need to sing, praise God, the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Amen. You say, well, what are these songs, preacher? That was, he said, speaking to yourself. Amen. In psalms and hymns and spiritual, you know songs will speak to you. That's what I was saying in the beginning. We need to be careful what we listen to because it speaks not only to our head, it speaks to our heart. Amen. I don't like country music. Because it's pitiful. Amen. It's about drinking and getting drunk and falling down, losing your wife and losing your dog and getting run over by a bus. It ain't very pretty. And the only way you get any joy out of it is if you play it backwards. Amen. But praise God, there's some psalms and hymns and spirit songs. Those psalms are scriptural music, praise God. Those songs that they'd sing, the psalms and other writings of the people, the prophet, the men of God, from the Word of God, that they would sing to each other as they went up. It was that Word of God that speaks our hearts. Amen. Amen. that word, praise God, that they could sing, that the Jews would sing back and forth to each other. He said, preacher, how'd they do that? Because they had the word hid God. God hid in their hearts. Amen. One of them would pipe up and sing a verse. Somebody else would sing another and over here. And they'd sing the word of God back and forth to each other. You talk about encouraging and lifting up, praise God. It's that precious word of truth, praise God. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, you'll like those psalms, those spiritual songs. He said, not only there's psalms, those spiritual songs, but there's a scriptural psalm, but there's the hymns, which are spiritual songs. Amen. Songs, a music that we sing out of the Bible, praise God. That talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, that death, burial, and His resurrection, Him crucified, dying, and raising up again, living, praise God, sitting at the right hand of the Father on high to make intercession for you and I. Amen. Those are the hymns that we sing. Praise be to God. Amen. And then we have those spiritual songs. What are spiritual songs? Now we just look at this tonight, praise God. Because He said we speak to ourselves in these. Spiritual song is a song that's not carnal. Amen. It's not about mama or trains or getting drunk. Amen. 2/3, it puts 2/3 of our country music singers out of business. Amen. Well, I'd say probably 99% of it puts them out of business. Amen. When it comes to singing spiritual songs are supposed to be songs of adoration to God that magnify Him for all His goodness and His mercy and His love. It's supposed to be songs of edification, praise God, that'll lift up, amen, the precious God of heaven. Magnify Him as the one God and true God, the living God before all men. Amen. Spiritual songs, praise God, that give God glory. Amen. They express a desire of our heart, a desire to love God more than we ever have before. Amen. Amen. To give, show Him the love, praise God, that He deserved, because He showed that love ere we knew Him, yet He loved us. Amen. It's reflecting that love that He's reflected down to us. Amen. Express a desire to grieve Him less. Amen. I don't want to grieve my God. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. As Andrew said a while ago, no, we don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost because we might grieve Him away. Listen, if we grieve the Holy Ghost, grieve Him away, there ain't no use to us to come here no more. Amen. If the Holy Spirit of God ain't welcome here, then we might as well just close it up, box it up, praise God, let somebody use it for a hay barn and go to the house. Amen. If we grieve the Holy Ghost of God, we can grieve Him away. Amen. Well, but we need to exhort Him. We need to have that spiritual songs, amen, of exhortation to lift up and magnify so we can love God more, so we can grieve Him less, so that we can serve Him better. Amen. I want to magnify God. I want to get closer to as can where I can serve Him the best I can these last days that we live. Amen. That's what I want to do. Praise the Lord. You know, a preacher, you just won't let anything come in. No, we don't want to let anything come in. We won't let this come in. We won't let the Spirit of God be real in our church. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want these songs that God says are good, that's edifying, that speaks of the Spirit of God. Amen. That gives God glory. Amen. The Spirit ain't here to brag upon Himself. The Spirit of God's here to brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be as willing as the Spirit, because He lives in us, to speak praises unto God, to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ for all He's done for us. Amen. But we live in the day and hour, and we talk about all this contemporary music that's going on. Amen. And we see that. And we see these 7-11 songs that they've got now, where they got 7 words that they sing over and over 11 times, like God's stupid or something. I won't say God's not stupid, but they songs that praise and give God glory. Amen. That speak of scriptures, praise God. Speak of the Word of God. Speak of the Spirit of God, the power of God, the allness, the magnificence of God, praise God. The adoration of a holy God. Amen. They're the kind of songs, the kind of word, the verbiage, the music, praise God, that'll bring God glory. Let me tell you what it's not. It's not this songs that we sung in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It ain't that old hip-hop beat. Amen. Contemporary music's that we had, praise God, back in the 50s. It was that. It was music of rock and roll and soul and bluegrass. Amen. There wasn't no God in it. It was just a thump and a beat. Two-thirds of the time, you couldn't even understand the lyrics. But I want to say, praise God, the Word of God will always be clear. The Word of God will always be pure. And the Word of God, the songs of God will always lift up the name of Jesus Christ our Lord and a good God of heaven. Praise God that we might give Him the praise and glory for who He is. Amen. Psalms and hymns and spiritual music, praise God. It'll bless and it'll help and it'll give guidance. Amen. He says, singing and making melody in your heart. To who? What do you do with these songs? You use them. Amen. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Lifting up the precious name of God. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it's being filled. He said, what's taking place? Praise God. There's no room in our heart because the Holy Ghost of God has moved in. He's filling us up. Praise God. And when that old unclean spirit comes around and he gets to looking around in us, he can't find no room in the house. Amen. I don't know about you. Praise God. I'd like to shut him out. Amen. Put up a sign, closed for business to the devil. Amen. Open for the glory of God. Amen. Put a sign on your back that said, the devil not welcome. Amen. Praise God, the only one that's welcome here is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, but he said if we don't, you say, what happens if we don't preach? He said, well, that unclean spirit will come back in. Amen. You say, can it come in a person and say, sure he can. That unclean spirit will come in through the vile music, through the wickedness, through the things that we see, the things that we listen to. Amen. Through the television that we watch. And he'll come back in, that unclean spirit will get out there and he'll try to take up his abode again. But the Bible says that if we just ask the Lord. The Lord had done addressed this over here in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. He said, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, now watch this, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Amen. He said, I won't tell you how to keep your house clean. Amen. Just ask the Holy Glory to God. Brother elect, it's a simple little children can do it. He said, just ask the Lord of heaven, praise God, to just send the Holy Spirit. Just keep filling you up, praise God, to where there's no vacancy down in your soul and in your life, praise the Lord. Nowhere for the devil to get a foothold. No devil for the devil to get a toehold in your life. And you can just keep praising God and giving Him all the praise He deserves, amen, without the evil influence of an unclean spirit. Amen. That spirit that's pure, that spirit that's good and undefiled. Amen. It makes a difference in our life. It gives us that, praise God, encouragement for the journey to go just a little farther. Amen. But he said that unclean spirit, he said he then goeth and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. You know what the devil does? If we give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Amen. If we'll let a little unclean thought, a little unclean thing into our lives, into our minds, into our hearts, the devil will take it and he'll take that one and he'll get another one and he'll get another. And the next thing you know, he's loaded your cart. Amen? He's loaded us up so full of the bad things of this world that we can't even think about the good. I think there's a whole lot of the world today that's in that very situation. They've become so full of anger and wickedness that they can't even think about the goodness of God. They don't want to think about it. Amen? Because the wickedness of the world, the unclean spirit of this world has just totally occupied them. Amen? They let a little in and a little more in and now they're just full of an unclean spirit. Amen? And said they enter in and dwell there. And said the life state of that man is worse than the first. Amen. But he said it's not supposed to be that way for a child of God. He said what a child of God is, you just fill the house full of God of heaven. You fill the house full of the Word of God. You fill the house plumb full of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God begins to push things out. Amen. You feel pure. You feel cleaner. You feel more undefiled. Amen, day by day. That should be our desire, children. That should be our desire, praise God, to get rid of all those unclean spirits, all those unclean desires, all those unclean things that we think upon and we think about doing. I hope we're not doing them. Amen. Because the Spirit of God's there. The Spirit of God's there to, He said, to be filled with the Spirit. He said, then we can sing and make melody in our hearts to God Almighty. Amen. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, praising God. Amen. You know what happens when you get in that attitude, praise God, the carnal stuff leaves. It has to flee. The carnality leaves. Amen. You're not so carnal anymore. Amen. You don't have so many episodes of carnality in our lives. We get more and more episodes of purity, godliness, God-wordness in the way that we live, the way that we talk, in the way that we behave. You say, well, preacher, I know this. You've preached this over and over again. Praise God. And I'll just keep preaching until Jesus comes. Amen. Because Jesus Christ, our Lord, wants to help us. He wants every one of us tonight to finish our course and finish it well for the glory of God, for His cause. Amen. What He put us here for. He wants every one of us to finish well. And I want to finish well for my Lord, don't you? I don't want to come up short. I want my house, I want to not have any room in my house, in this vessel, for any uncleanness from this world or the devil or the demons of hell.